Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Harriet, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hello.
Hello.
My giggle girls and boys.
Wow, you sound like a sex phone operator.
This is called, your girl just woke up from a 2 p.m. depression nap. And now I'm ready to go. I'm ready to talk some shit. How are you, Paige?
I'm doing really well.
Because yesterday you rescheduled because you wanted to do pimple videos all day.
And by really well, I mean not great. I feel like I have so much to chat about with you right now. I was in like a full depression this past week, like a full one, to the point where I messaged all of my friends and was like, hey, any recommendation on a therapist? And they were like, sure, like, let me call mine, see if she can like recommend anyone. Like, I was just in like a weird place. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I never go on Instagram when I feel like that. And for some reason, I had this like overwhelming feeling that I was like, I feel like I need to tell people, like, not everything is diamonds and rosé. Even though it should be, like, some days I'm just like, I hate everything about myself. Mm-hmm. And like, in terms of the video that I did, the makeup video, mm-hmm. I always want to do makeup videos, but I always find a way not to do them because I'm like, oh, my skin is so bad right now. Like, oh, my hair is greasy. Like, I don't look good enough. And my skin was probably the worst it's been in a while. One, because yeah. I'm on my period, and sorry, TMI. But like, and
don't apologize for bleeding from your vagina to create future life.
Life. And then the weekend before, I drank so much. And so my skin was just like, hey, why don't you calm down? And I felt, I was like, I should do the video now to like really show people, yeah, I have like so many pimples right now and it's disgusting. And I don't know, it just felt good.
I feel like there needs to be more makeup videos of people being like, okay, I'm not just doing my makeup. This is what I'm insecure about with my face.
Yeah.
We like weirdly are always on the same like wavelength, I feel like, because mm-hmm. I was like fucking around with TikTok for a second and I saw you were like fucking around yeah. TikTok again. I'm like, oh, are we back on TikTok?
I know, like there's like trends that on TikTok I want to do so bad, but I yeah. lay in bed and I'm like, oh no, I'm too fucking old to do that. Or like people yeah. would be like, stop.
You look like you're 21.
Thank you so much. Let me tell you something. TikToks are fucking hard to make. And so are Reels, and I don't know how the kids are doing it.
Well, this is the thing. I do this new thing where I just try it, mess it up, and then just post it.
I have people commenting being like, send me your videos, I'll edit it for you, you dumb piece of shit. And I'm just like, nah, I might take you up on that. I might
I just realized, I think I know why you're kind of in the down in the dumps.
Tell me.
I'm tanner than you.
Dude. I just checked. The UV index right now is 9. And if I don't absolutely get on my rooftop immediately,
it's gorgeous.
I will throw hands.
It's because I was in Puerto Rico.
That's true. But
we have some like drama to discuss. Because,
no, I'm so mad at you.
We were on Page Six because of our last huge fight we got in. And by fight, I mean my engagement party.
I wasn't invited. So I wasn't invited.
I basically... We're here. I'm here to set the record straight because, oh God, do I like Sierra more than Paige? Sometimes,
yeah.
Does Paige like Sierra? Does Paige like Sierra more than me? Sometimes.
A lot of the time.
She's a freaking angel, okay? And we have a great, like, me, Paige, and Sierra, I think, are great friends because when Paige and I get sick of each other's bullshit, Sierra's a nice in between.
Sierra also will be like, hey, y'all are being fucking crazy, reel it in. We're like, thank you so much. You know, Sierra's that friend that like just gives it to you straight,
but she's also like very chill. And what happened was Sierra said she was going to the city and she wanted to see me and Dez because I hadn't seen her in a while, and she was coming on Wednesday, and I was like, what are you doing Memorial Day weekend? And she was like, nothing. And I'm like, you have to come to the Hamptons on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
Paige is traveling. Mm-hmm. Like, come through with us and we'll get you to the beach. It's gonna be iconic. Well, we got back from Puerto Rico, picked her up from the airport, and it poured for 3 days straight. It was raining the whole time.
New York had a fucking shit storm for Memorial Day weekend. I was like, see ya guys.
And I texted her. I was like, I told Geta if you don't want to hang out because it's like we're just going to be rainy all day. I found out my mom is like throwing this like Shelter Island party. And then I have a comedy spot Sunday night. So we have to like come back. And she's like, dude, whatever. I'm down. And so this is what my mom did. Mm-hmm. My mom decided to throw this party on Shelter Island with our like Shelter Island friends who have never met Dez.
Okay.
That's all it was. And then my mom put out like an evite that said like Dez and Hannah's engagement party, and Dez and I were laughing because we were like, we were not told that this was an engagement party, but I think she was just trying to beef up the event for like the Shelter Island people to be like, it's about the engagement. And it was like a lot of my parents' friends and some of my like local Shelter Island friends that I grew up with since I was born. And then I randomly brought Sierra.
And the internet went wild. Dude, I was like, I was in Charleston and I was like getting these like random messages or like seeing random things online. Everyone's like, Hannah Berner and Paige DeSorbo, like no longer friends or like something. And I was like, we have a podcast that we put out every week. And people are like speculating if we still talk. And I was like, swipe up for our podcast. What are you talking about?
People also like this whole thing of like, are they as close as they pretend they are? Like, they pretended they went on live every single night at 10 p.m. all during quarantine, but were they just pretending?
Dude, also sometimes when I'm scrolling and like I see a picture of myself that like I know I didn't post, I'm like, oh, get her out of here. It's anxiety. And I'm also like, okay, who at Page Six picked this picture? And may I speak with them?
Oh, like, I know.
You could go on my Instagram and take any picture that I've approved because it's on my grid, and this is what you picked? This is what you want with.
There's this one fucking charity event I went to. We love charity, but the lighting was horrible. And they, like, took a photo that goes into whatever photos that press people use. They use it for everything, and I hate that fucking charity photo. And I wish I didn't go.
Can I tell you something crazy?
What?
It's actually not that crazy, but when you would Google me, this one picture would come up.
Yep, I knew that about you. You hate
my God.
It was actually the worst photo I've ever seen of you.
I go, that's not me.
I don't know her.
I don't know her.
You should report and be like, this is not me.
Do you know what I had to do? I had to basically contact Mr. Google and was like, take this down. Like, keep it on the internet for sure.
But when
you first Google me, this is the first picture. How the fuck do you expect me to get a husband?
How did you contact the Google Lords?
I had to prove that, like, it was me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, say, like, delete this picture and, like, replace it with something else.
How long did this take
you to do? Months. It took me months. I was, like, I had to, like, log into my Google account, but then I had to, like, give them another option of a picture to use. And it was just like a fucking nightmare. And I was like, get this picture out of my face. I almost now want to like print it out and frame it in my apartment just to keep me humble, you know?
So my mom texted me the next morning because let's be honest, it's my grandma's fault. Nana still got it.
Nana went wild on the internet.
She's posting all these photos from the engagement party. I didn't really post anything because it was a very like intimate, just like small family Shelter Island event. Like my cousins weren't there. Like it wasn't like there was like 40 people.
Yeah.
We got a cake.
Oh wow! You guys had a cake and you didn't invite me.
It was a cannoli cream cake. You would have fucking loved it.
Yeah,
but
I
it's okay.
Loved that.
We were also thinking about you during
Thank
it. If that
you.
Makes any. Yeah, but people are just like, yeah, Hannah doesn't tell people about stuff and she doesn't invite people. Yeah, because I'm antisocial and I wish I didn't have any parties.
I miss quarantine in the most respectful manner, in the most respectful way. I know that it was a hard time, but like, I'm not trying to be funny. I miss not being expected to hang out with humans.
And I respect that. But Thank it's also you. Because they just expect us to just like snap of the finger the CDC is like, okay, go back into society. We need like a holding cell. We need like an in-between.
Ease me
yeah
in. This past weekend I went to get in an Uber in the state of South Carolina and I went to put my mask on and everyone looked at me and was like, what are you doing?
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, I'm putting my mask on, we're getting in an Uber, and they're like, get it out of here. Like, it's so different. I was just like, What's going on? I wasn't eased into this yet.
No, we're all not sure what the protocols are, so I just walk around with my mask on the bottom of my chin,
just in case.
Just in case. But yeah, so I have Nana Silgata on Instagram. You guys should follow her. She is out of control and posts everything. And then she shared it on her Instagram because my cousin's a social media manager. And that's how I saw it. And it said, like, are Hannah and Paige still friends? And I immediately text my, like, 15-year-old cousin. I said, take that down. Why are you posting that? And then I read the article and ended up being just, like, all about Nana's Instagram. I was like, what are you promoting?
No,
hate?
I can't. No,
I
can't.
Like, can I not trust my own family anymore? But then my mom called me freaking out and she's like, oh my God, do I need to call Paige? Like, I hope she doesn't, like, she's like, I literally just invited some Shelter Island people.
Like, you were like, Paige could not give a shit less.
No, you literally call me laughing. Go, did you see the articles about us?
Cause some shit is so wild. Like, I'm just like, wait, that never happened.
It just sucks. There's real pattern to the media, and I'm not comparing ourselves to Britney Spears because Britney is way more talented than us. However, first, it's like great to see people like come up and like people be like, oh, like what do they do? Once you're established as like, okay, this is what they do, then they go, okay, now what horrible things can we say about them?
Yeah, and like here's the other thing: people can say anything they want, and then people believe it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that. No, I didn't. I've never done that. that wasn't me. I don't know who she is. Anyway, people are crazy. But like also, fuck you for not inviting me to your engagement party. I'll never forget
it. Maybe you shouldn't travel on the weekend that you didn't know that my mom was throwing a small party for me out in Long Island.
Sorry that it's the biggest party weekend. One of the
Sorry
biggest
that you
of
choose
the year.
Partying over your best friend's love of their life celebration.
Sorry that... I wanted to wear all white and I wasn't going to be able to at your engagement party specifically. And I was like, fuck that girl. The day of her engagement party, I will be in a white dress.
It was raining and Sierra gets dressed and I get dressed and I had like kind of a white top, whatever. Sierra walks out with a white top.
You're like,
but also I'm not about to be that bitch.
I have a question too. Keep going, but I have a question after this.
No, just then we get there and she starts laughing and she's like, oh my God, I'm in a white top. Like, are you upset? Are you okay? And I go, I'm like, no, I really don't care because we're wearing coats the whole time. It really didn't matter. But I realized I just didn't know the rules and I thought like, is this supposed to? But it really wasn't even an engagement party. That's why.
Right.
Sierra wore white. If people are coming for me, Sierra wore white.
Are you going to do, because one of the things that I'm really excited about when I get engaged, can't wait, is like all the different events that you have to have for your wedding and like all the different white outfits.
Okay, again, you're saying you don't want to go back into society, but then you're saying you can't wait to throw every single stupid party coming up to the event, but it's purely for the outfits. You don't have to talk to people there.
Yeah, it's a party that's about me solely, and my outfits will be iconic.
I do have to call someone out. Kayla Quinn, she's a former Bachelor contestant.
Okay.
She got married over the weekend.
Yeah.
And her gown was, like, great, very princessy. Like, I don't think I could pull it off. But then her reception gown was, like, sexy, amazing. Body, amazing, to the point that I actually commented the photo and said, where'd you get this?
You never do that.
Never do that. I never do that. But, like, I looked for, like, 10 minutes on the internet and I couldn't find it.
I started following this girl on TikTok. I can't even remember her name, but just, like, this gorgeous redhead girl who is a blogger, if anyone, like, knows who I'm talking about. And she just got married. Mm. And I was like, I need to, like, follow this for, like, my wedding. Because her outfit for each, like, event that she had for her wedding was so fucking good and spot on. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't think people talk about it enough that, like, you need so many white ensembles.
But also people don't talk about... Yeah, weddings are evolving right now. We talked about that last time. But I'm excited to see, like, how the fashion and the traditions evolved.
I mean, I definitely want two dresses, obviously.
Do you watch that show, Say Yes to the Dress? Okay, well, you should. It's fun. It's fun because it's just these, like, Long Island women who, like, you could tell, like, hate each girl. But they're like, okay, you got to try this. Oh, you don't like lace? Okay, I'll find something for you. Don't worry. Oh, your mom hates everything? Wow, that's amazing. Okay, this is going to take all fucking day. Yeah, you're going to be in love. It's beautiful. You look gorgeous. Can you just pick a fucking dress? Jesus Christ.
I'm so nervous to pick a dress because if it's any indication of my mom and I prom dress shopping, it's not going to be great. That could be great. I'm going to cry at least 4 times before I've even put the first dress on. You know, her and I, it's some of our biggest battles we've ever had. To the point where in dressing rooms, she would be like, calm down. It's going to be fine. You're going to have the best dress. Don't worry about it. Like, I was always worried that someone was going to have, like, a sicker dress. And I'd be like, oh. But they didn't.
You're, like, not that competitive, but when it comes to fashion, you're next level. That's why we're best friends, because fashion wise I am literally like, say whatever you want about me, say whatever you want about my fashion.
When people come for your
fashion, then I get upset.
I'm like, excuse you, read a book.
But I do have to say, quick announcement, I was a little tired today because Des and I did 3 shows at Governor's Comedy Club in Long Island, which we love. It was so much fun. We're in New York City on Thursday at City Winery. Get tickets.
I can't wait for that.
But I realize I have new relationship advice.
Yeah.
To keep things spicy after you've already decided you're in love with each other.
Okay.
You have to keep testing them.
In what manner?
So, for example, like, I was like, oh, I'm really into this guy. What will happen if I throw him onto a reality TV show
that I'm on? Because that's, like, normal.
And it's, like, a really bad season for me. And, like, how is he going to cope with it?
Right.
And see if he survives. And then when it re-airs, how he deals with all that stress. Mm-hmm. And then once we survive that, being like, you need to come work with me. And we're going to do shows together and see if we still hold up after that. And if we survive, then we're on to the next thing, you know?
What's the next thing you could possibly throw at him, you know?
I mean, that's what life's about. You never know what it's going to throw at you. then make him rescue a puppy and a kitten from Puerto Rico and traffic the animals back to the Hamptons.
Yeah, you've really taken a
page
turn
six. Why don't you write about that? Why don't you write about how I'm saving fucking animals' lives?
Oh my God, Hannah, I have the best story ever to tell you, and I've been holding this in to tell you on the podcast. You're going to absolutely die. Okay, so Friday morning, I'm literally minding my own business.
You've never minded your own business, but
literally minding my own business, and I'm sitting at the airport at JFK, and I'm waiting to get on a flight, and this girl is sitting behind me, and we were like the only two people there. Like, we were so early for our flight. So, like, we just started talking, and she was like, I have to tell you, like, I love the podcast. Like, I listen all the time. I think she said her and her sister listen. And I was like, oh my God, like, thank you so much. And we're just like chatting back and forth. She went to middle school with you.
What?
Your mom was her teacher.
Oh.
I can't remember her fucking name, and it's actually driving me insane, but I literally lost brain cells over the weekend, so you actually can't hold me liable. She was so fucking sweet and so nice. Here's the best part. We're sitting, you know how like in the airport, like your backs are to each other?
Yeah.
So we're kind of sitting like side, like talking, and she was like waiting for one of her girlfriends. They were going to Charleston for like a girls' weekend. And there's another girl sitting in a row over from us that, like, we don't know. We're not talking to. But, like, she comes up to us and she looks at this girl and she goes, I'm just running to the bathroom. Will you watch my bags? And the girl goes, yeah, yeah, of course. And then she goes to the bathroom and me and her look at each other and I go, now. We've chatted about this. If someone comes up and tries to take her shit, I didn't see anything. I don't know you.
No, you have to leave the airport. You can't go to Charleston that weekend.
I was like, we're missing our flight.
You need to remove yourself from the situation. You can't be held liable for that shit.
We started dying laughing. I go, what are the fucking chances?
Do you want to hear something even more fucking crazy?
Yeah.
We're in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And you remember I told you Des tricked me to go to a freaking rainforest?
Yeah.
Rainforest. Mm-hmm. So we are just like stop in the middle of a rainforest, and there's like a little trail, and we just like there's a couple people around, and we go down this trail, and we go for like 15 minutes down this trail, and we finally hear some water, and there's this gorgeous like little waterfall with all these rocks, and there's maybe like two or three people, and we walk down.
They're having sex.
Even better.
Okay.
This girl starts yelling and goes, "Giggly Squad!" in the middle of a fucking rainforest.
No, I'm dead. No, I'm out. I'm absolutely dead.
Are international.
No, it's
everywhere.
Sometimes it's so crazy. I literally think I gave my phone to a girl this weekend and was like, I'll follow you on Instagram. I don't give a shit. And she was like, I love being out someplace because I feel like you make eye contact with someone and you like you both know. And you're just like, no, yeah. I know. Come over here and like let's get fucked up together.
And but then it's great because then you're talking, we're taking pictures. Oh, this is the best part. She goes, Hannah, I manifested this. She goes, I saw you in Puerto Rico and I was like, I am gonna see her in the jungle.
Stop.
And so manifestation, the gigglers, they're out of control. They've
moral
gained
of the
too
story,
much power.
We have superpowers and you just like manifest what you want.
100%.
But I was like, I can't wait to tell Hannah this story, this airport story, but I have to tell her on
you
the pod. Like, it's.
But you have to remember that girl's name. Good. That's the weird thing about New York, is people will see me and be like, Hannah. And my first inclination is to be like, did we go to middle school together?
Yes.
And then they're
she
like, oh,
she
I
went
like.
To middle school. She knew you from middle school. And your mom was her teacher.
Did she have any tea about it? Like, did she say what I was like or like my mom?
She just said that like your mom is so nice and like one of her favorite teachers.
Oh, boring.
She had a sister. Oh, I'm so mad.
Oh, she had a sister. I know who you're talking about.
She had brown hair.
She had this nose.
She was so nice. She had eyes and
two earlobes.
Yeah, I think she also had a torso and legs, but I can't remember. No, but it was so fun. Okay, then.
Oh, it continues.
No, this is like a separate story.
So on so much. And it's not because we weren't talking. We just were sleeping this whole week.
So I go to Charleston Friday morning. I wake up Sunday. I wake up Sunday in the afternoon. Okay. Mm-hmm. I get woken up to this like voicemail and I'm like, who the fuck leaves voicemails anymore? Other than like my mom being like, hi, I called. And I'm like, I know, I have caller ID.
Hi, it's your mom. I just left you a message.
Call me back.
I'm worried about you. Thank you.
So I get this voicemail and you know, like when you click your voicemail, it like starts to transcribe it. And like all I see is like water leak. Entering your building and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? So I listen to the voicemail. I left my sink on in my bathroom and flooded my fucking apartment.
You flooded your own apartment, probably took down a couple other apartments with you. Wait, what? Have you ever left the faucet on before? Is this like a thing you do?
No. And I call the woman back and I go, I did not do this. This is so out of my wheelhouse. Like, I would never do something
like
this.
I'm not capable of this crime.
I'm like, you have the wrong girl. I didn't do this.
Yeah.
And then I remembered Friday morning, I was like rushing. And I was in my bathroom that's like off my bedroom and I was trying to like brush my teeth and my water wasn't working. Like just like air was coming out. Oh. So they must have like shut the water off like the day before to like fix something. And I was just like, oh, fuck this faucet. And so I must have not pushed it back far enough to like fully turn it off. But like nothing was coming out. And then I like went into the other bathroom, got my shit and left. Mm-hmm. I left my water on for 2 days. 2 days. I ruined the floor in my bedroom. They have to come and pick it up and redo it. They're like, we had to file a claim.
That is the worst Sunday. Like, you probably were having the Sunday scaries anyway. Oh. And someone's like, by the way, it's your fault. You ruined your apartment. But that sounds like it's their fault. I don't know. I'll see you in court.
Yeah, no. That's literally what I said. I was like, but the water wasn't working because of you guys. So, see you in court. I don't know. See you in court.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I also, this is what I wanted to say in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So, girl with no job is doing this thing, the coffee orders. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with it. Mind you, I heard girl with no job just started watching Summer House, so we love
Hannah,
that for her.
If I could collab with any other two people, it would be her and her sister Jackie. Jackie got influenced by my reunion dress, and then she wore it, and I've never fangirled more.
I kind of feel like Jackie's you and I'm Claudia.
Yeah. I was just like, first of all, you look stunning and I wish I had that bag to have paired it with my outfit and like, it was amazing.
Also, Jackie has a very good like, I feel like she sells it, but like her editing tool, like her aesthetic on her Instagram is very bright and joyous. Yeah. I always get a positive energy from it.
Yeah, but, I feel the same.
Claudia is so funny because she's like me. She goes, I'm tired all the time and I need to shit. I actually shit too much, but I don't drink coffee and she doesn't drink coffee. So she's been trying coffee orders that people recommend, which
and
are
so funny,
which are crazy, like the different orders.
Yeah.
I just want to DM her and be like, girl, you don't like coffee. That's why like, you just
like
don't
coffee.
Like coffee.
No, she doesn't like
but
coffee.
We're going on this journey for her to discover how much she doesn't like coffee.
I just can't wait to see what she lands on. And it's like, I like this. Like, I'm so invested now.
Or she did like something, but it was like, it's too embarrassing and it would take too much time of your life to order it every time. But it made me want to think. Oh, side note, I have one funny story about Girl With No Job.
Okay.
Doesn't involve her being there. It involves Teresa Giudice.
Interesting.
I have a lot of fun stories about Teresa Giudice, who is, by the way, Angel. Mm-hmm. Legit Angel. Like, I interviewed her when I was working for a media company, and she says sandwich. Like, it's real. She says sandwich.
Like, that's a real word.
It's a real word. But you know what she's talking about, so that's what language
that's
is about.
Yeah, that's fine.
And she was just very nice. We had such a good time. I did pronounce her name wrong. It was hilarious. Fast forward, I'm walking down the street and she's like in a ball gown in Midtown, like about to walk in to film something. And we kind of like run into each other. And I just like saw her. And because, you know, like you feel like you kind of know them more than you do. And I kind of just say, hey.
Yeah.
And then she looks at me. She goes, girl with no job. So
she must have. I would have taken it. I would have been like, yes.
I was obsessed.
Absolutely. Because
she
so
must
much.
Have been interviewed by her recently and by me, and she got a and I was like, no, but we love Girl With No Job, Hannah. And she's like, oh, Hannah, so nice to see. I got to go film. So she left. She has the same voice as all the voices I've been doing for this podcast. I have just one Long Island.
And Teresa's now my Nana. Thank you.
And my and your mom.
Yeah, and my mom.
And the random girl at Say Yes to the Dress. But it just made me want to ask you, okay. What is your go-to coffee order?
Oh my God. Thank you so much for asking me this.
Whenever you get one of these moments when I ask you a question, you get so excited. I could literally be like, what kind of shit did you take this morning? And be like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell you.
Girls don't poop. Okay. I'm actually like a pretty easygoing coffee person. I just like an iced coffee or like a cold brew and some oat milk. If mm-hmm. they don't have oat milk, I'll take almond, but mm-hmm. I hate almond milk. If they don't mm-hmm. have almond, I'll fucking go OG cow. I don't give a shit.
You like, go normal.
Yeah, I'll just be a normal, real girl. But I'm not
a real girl.
I'm not into like, one, you know I hate matcha. You know I hate chai. Mm-hmm. I hate anything like fancy like
Girl
that.
Girl with No Job said that chai is a witch's brew or something.
No, it's, it's spicy almost. Okay, I don't know.
I might want to start trying chais in different New York City brunch places because
yeah.
I'm obsessed with chai. It either gets, it has a spectrum of vanilla and spicy. When it's more vanilla, I like it.
Sometimes I feel like it tastes like Christmas, which I don't hate. Yeah, but I don't want to eat Christmas.
And matcha does taste like dirt, but I realize if you put sugar on any fucking thing, it tastes yeah. good. And there's something about holding a green drink
you feel
that
better.
Makes you feel
And also the matcha places are so the matcha places are so cute. Like so I wanna go cute. In there and I want to like matcha. I wanna have a matcha station in my apartment, you know, but it's not that girl. I'll never be that
like
girl.
I feel like we should go to Cha Cha Matcha just for the pure Instagram vibes.
If I could curate who I wanna be, it would be a girl who had a matcha station in her apartment. Mm-hmm. She went to Pilates every day.
In her apartment.
she drinks green juices. She meditates.
Green juices are not necessarily good for you. A lot of sugar. Especially if they have apple as a first ingredient. This is what I've learned my 29 years.
Damn.
Okay, when I go to Starbucks, this is the order. Okay. And I want you guys to do it if you like chai or you're just interested in chai because Starbucks has one of the best iced chais ever. Not sponsored. We already said Dunkin' has the best matcha. They do. Okay. Put sugar in it. Starbucks, you get a large iced chai. What is it, venti?
Yeah.
I already lost trust in people by saying that. But anyway. Yeah.
Venti? I never say it when I go there. I'm like, yeah. Give me a fucking medium.
Because I panic and mouth. I just like, I'm like, eh, I just yeah. get the wrong one.
I'm so like, Trenta? Is that one?
La Escuela?
In Azul, La Escuela. Literally, I freeze when I get up to the counter. I'm like, what are they again?
I'm like, large.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, please.
I'll have an Ariana Grande. Thank you.
So get a large iced chai with mm-hmm. just 3 pumps chai because they get it really fucking sweet. And then get it with regular milk, soy milk. Do they have oat milk there?
They just started having
okay,
it.
And then get oat milk. But, like, honestly, the regular milk
I mean,
is
Hannah,
the best.
I've watched you drink these. You're drinking pure milk.
Yeah, it's milk. Like, it's milk
literally
with a little,
like,
yeah.
It looks like you're having a bottle.
Do you have any other opinions on my life drink? Sorry, it's the happiest time of my day when I get to suck my bottle. Are you trying to come at me like I'm Lala Kent or something?
Oh, my God. I keep seeing that clip, and I honestly respect the fuck out of it.
I honestly feel like people don't talk about it enough.
They don't talk about it enough. And I stand with Lala on this. Like, why isn't it socially acceptable for me to drink a bottle at night? Fucking soothes babies. I am a baby.
My question is she going to drink a bottle with her kid?
Together? Probably.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Oh my God, you know what else? Two things, actually. One, I haven't left my apartment since Tuesday. So if anyone thought I was out of my depression, I have tricked you, because I am not. Mm-hmm. But all I have done is gone downstairs to get packages or to like get my mail. Mm-hmm. And the other day I was coming up from my lobby, and two girls moved in across the hall from me. I am so tempted to knock on their door and become friends with them. Because I've heard, like, you know, when you're, like, walking to your apartment and you can hear, like, snippets of conversation in, like, other people's apartments. And I heard them talking one morning. It was, like, Saturday morning or something. Like, fresh off a night out. Mm-hmm. And I realized that every group of girlfriends has the same fucking conversation. All I heard and all I needed to know was the one girl goes, no, like, he actually needs help, and he doesn't take accountability. He won't see a therapist. And my therapist said that, like, and I was like, bitch, I am going to knock on this door right now, because one, I want to see who this man is and, like, what he looks like, and I want the whole story. But it was just like every single girl has the same conversation with her friend, like, he needs help. No, like, he needs professional help.
Well, I also think that girls talk about their feelings a lot more. We're like, we know we need help. I'm not saying we like always get it the right way, but we're always like, this is what's bothering me. Where men will hang out all day with each other, and I'll be like, what'd you guys talk about? And they're like, the Mets. I'm like, that's it. The whole time.
It's so crazy. Is he dating
anyone? Des will hang out with someone for a whole day, and I'll be like, is he dating anyone? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like... Girls, I
what
don't
did you
know.
Talk about?
Girls, I
what
don't know. I will know about? Their whole medical history, their sign. I will know every single issue going on in their family, all the guys they've ever fucked in their life, and what they're most insecure about within 10 minutes at brunch.
I mean, it's unmatched, the level of information that we can find out. I actually had I got the best compliment over the weekend. Someone was like, you don't give any information, like, out. And I was just like... But I get it all. Thank you so much.
Especially for being on a reality show. It's truly insane.
It's terrifying.
What did Sierra say about you? Sierra goes, that bitch moves in silence.
Because I was on the phone with her and she was talking about something. And I said, well, what did he say about me? And she goes, bitch, you don't give any information, but you want to know what people say about you. And I was like, yeah, because then I know how to like answer.
You have to be quiet to receive.
Yeah. I'm like, what did he say about
people who
me?
Like listen too much freak me out. I'm like, what's it like to not blurt out every inappropriate thought that comes into your brain at all times?
I do that. I do blurt out a lot of things. But
in
I
new
also
situations,
do
though, you're quiet and you're taking shit in.
I'm observing. There's nothing wrong with observing. And people don't have to know every single opinion that you have on fucking everything. Also, I had a conversation with one of my girlfriends last night. We literally were on FaceTime for 3 hours just talking about how she has a boyfriend. Good for her. Whatever. but talking about how, like, being mysterious is kind of a turn on for guys. And I was like, Yeah, except that I'm on a fucking reality show. Mm-hmm. And like every guy would, if they really wanted to know my dating history, could look it up online. And that's
but don't tell them anything about it. You should never talk about your ex's period. And yeah.
No, like I feel like you have like a conversation with a guy you're talking to about like your exes, but it's not like a main topic of conversation.
Yeah, it might be like.
And I also never say an ex's name if I'm talking to like a new guy. I'll just say my ex or like one of my exes. Because he doesn't need to know when this was, what timeline we're on, like, or who it was. Like, also, like, who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
Gird your loins.
Seriously, gird your loins.
Paige, I want to do some front page news.
I do too. Oh, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you that I watched Cruella.
Oh my God. Wait, where can you watch it?
Disney Plus.
Okay.
I watched it last weekend. It was a great movie for like Sunday Scaries. I watched it and I think it's one of the best Disney movies I've ever seen.
What the? What?
Yeah. Like it's my favorite movie. It's my favorite movie.
Wait. Disney defined our lives. Disney created us. Okay. How are you about to say this new movie just like.
They blew the fucking lid off with this one. Blew it off.
Why?
So it's basically the origin story of how Cruella became Cruella.
Oh, that's interesting.
And why she is the way that she is.
Do you like low-key kind of like her?
You fuck with her so hard, you love her. Love her. I literally was watching and I turned and I was like, I'm being Cruella for Halloween. Like that.
Oh, you have to be. But like sexy Cruella.
Yeah,
I have Cruella.
To. Yeah, I'm 1000% doing it.
Slutty Cruella.
I fucking love it. It's just so good. Emma Stone is so good. The beginning of it is a little bit slow. Like I would say the first like 15 minutes you're like, okay, like is this gonna pick up and like what's the storyline?
I can handle 15 minutes because sometimes it's like six whatever. Episodes are slow.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're just like, this is amazing. Also, you know me, like the clothes in it and like the fight about fashion. Mm. Like it's just I was like, oh my God, this is everything. I love this. It's so good.
I love that. I actually have like a whole bit in my comedy about how Disney trained us to be attracted to fuckboys because all the princes are narcissists and that they're supposed
really
to save
are.
You. I mean, Prince Charming? What dude calls himself Charming? Douchebags.
Fucking nicknamed yourself, my guy? Get out of here.
I know. Also, I know. I have a new bit about The Little Mermaid. Where I realized, like, this dude basically made her change her fucking body type for him and then lied to her and said, it's happier where the people are. Get out of here, my dude.
Get out of here.
Gird your loins. You're a fucking punk.
And he, like, wanted to be with her even though she couldn't speak.
I mean, all the Disney princesses are, majority of them can't speak or are passed out when a prince falls in love with them. Sleeping Beauty, Snow White.
There is, I was just having a conversation with one of my guy friends about this and I was like, here's the best thing about girls. And he was like, what? And I was like, we know when to shut the fuck up. And I go, and I don't mean that in like a derogatory way that like we know our place, like fuck that, like I'm not saying that. I was like, but like I think girls are sometimes so much better at reading the room.
Yeah.
I was like, I know when to absolutely shut my mouth.
Well, it's proven we're more emotionally intelligent. Also,
so smarter than them. I hate
further
them
fucking
all.
More.
Yeah,
I learned. I swear this has to do with it. I was looking about pit bulls. You know, I'm passionate about my pit bulls, and apparently 75% of dog bites are not from pit bulls. They're just from dogs in general who are not neutered males.
70% of my bites have been from men.
So if you think
so
about
I get it,
it.
I'm like, did you just bite me?
But
do
like
it again.
These dudes out here like misbehaving and being fucking crazy, cut their balls off. Like
chop them.
And
I can't.
Like, it's men with their testosterone levels out of control. And that would probably help society a lot if we just had a couple snips.
I will say this, like in the past couple months is like the first time, like I've dated some fucking losers, like some real like, you know. Yeah. And I realized that I did it because I was so insecure with myself. And I was like, I just want someone to like me. And I know this guy is like so below me, but it makes me feel good. And in the past couple of months, I've just been like, oh, fuck you guys. I am such a prize. And like, you'll never... You just don't won't get it. And I'm just like too much for you. And then I see them with like other girls and I'm just like, yeah, you need to be with a girl like that. You couldn't be with me.
I mean,
it's too much.
You're never going to be happy in the long run.
Thank you.
That was part of the sentence. That was just the beginning of the sentence.
No, but if so you, this is why you didn't invite me to your engagement party.
And the truth comes out. But I've known, as someone who has dated guys who are particular, I've dated narcissists in the past. I've dated guys who were like beyond nice, amazing, incredible. Yes. But like I walk all over them and I realize a lot of girls will date flippy floppy. Like you date the narcissist, then you date the guy you walk all over, and then you're back to the narcissist. Once you feel empty, you get a guy to give you it all, but you suck him dry, and then you go back to the narcissist. You need to find that in between, and I don't know how.
Hannah,
how or why, but that's what happens.
You just brought up such a good fucking topic that I feel like people don't talk about. Like, I would say that I've had like four to five real relationships, and my first one was like amazing, then it was horrible, then amazing, then it was horrible, then amazing. And I'm just like, hi, I've been dating for 15 years now. I'm fucking done
get
with
me
it.
Get me off this roller coaster ride. But it's like after you date a guy who really like sucks you dry, makes you feel like you're not even good enough to be with him, and then you feel empty afterwards.
Oh, I hate that.
It's natural to find a guy who's like so nice and for sure is not going to hurt you, but that's not the dude you fall in love with. Right. So then you get out of it and then you want to feel alive again. You want a guy to kind of, you know.
I saw a meme the other day and it was like, to my soulmate, hey, can you come pick me up? I'm getting scared. I was like, wait, I feel this in my soul. I'm like, I'm getting nervous now. I don't like it out here anymore. And can you come get me? Let's go home. Like, it's too much.
Speaking of things we're watching and soulmates, I watched the first 17 minutes of
the first 17 episodes.
The first 17 seconds of the Pink documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Which I highly recommend on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Her and Corey Hart
they're a cute
are
couple.
So cute. Also, we don't know Pink's personality. Like, we just know, like, rock star.
Right.
She is the nicest, sweetest. Like, you know a lot of these docs with the girls? And I love it, too, where they're just, like, yelling at their dancers.
Yeah.
Pink literally goes, you don't have to be a cunt to get respect. And one of the dancers like messes up and she starts laughing so hard. And she goes, in a Madonna rehearsal, you would have been fired. And then like walks away. But like, she's
kind
and sweet and like a teddy bear. And then she's so cute with her kids. And like, I don't know. I guess she puts off.
Their relationship, they've been together 4 years. No one talks about how they've been together for so much longer than other celebrity couples. Do you remember on VH1, they used to do that show called Behind the Music?
Yes, I love those shows.
I loved that show. And like the I wasn't like a huge Pink fan. Mm-hmm. I had to have been like 14 years old. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching her Behind the Music and I was just like, I'm obsessed with her.
And she had like a really tough upbringing. She's amazing.
And she came up with like the Britney and Christina's and like Mandy Moore, and like they wanted her to be like that and sexy, and she was just like, but that's not me. And like, that's not my type of music.
The song Stupid Girls. She's like, maybe if I act like that, that guy will call me back. I'm not a paparazzi girl. I don't want to be a stupid girl. Like, she basically called them all fucking idiots.
Imagine. She was just like,
back nowadays we talk on podcasts, back then we're just like, I don't want to be a stupid ass bitch. But it was a bop. But then she did Moulin Rouge, do you remember that? Christina Aguilera, Maya, and
I loved that music video. Christina Aguilera used to, like, I think whenever people do that outfit for Halloween, they always fucking crush it and look so good,
and the makeup was wild too.
Yeah, it was good.
I feel like you're like thinking about Halloween.
I know, I don't know why.
Let's live in the moment, okay?
Yeah. I just, like, I get stressed out about it. And then I think, like, oh, my God, will I be, like, a couple's Halloween costume? And I was like, no one likes you.
Let's do FPN.
Okay. Do you have to say one thing? I don't know how other people prep for their podcast, but this is how Hannah and I do it. We have a shared note, and so we'll write things that like make sense to us, but like the other person doesn't know what we're referring to. But the other day I checked the shared note and you had wrote after something I wrote, LOL. I wrote flooded my bathroom and you just wrote LOL.
And then under it, she wrote depression room. And I was like, should I call her? No, I'll wait for the pod.
Oh, my depression room was just like, if you really are in a depression, which I was like in a weird place this past week, mm-hmm. my apartment was disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
And like Friday night, I was like, I'm not going out. I can't like speak to humans. I can't have a sip of tequila. I'll kill myself. Mm-hmm. And I just went each like room by room
and destroyed it
and just cleaned the fuck out of it. I mean, I was Windexing shit. Mm-hmm. I was vacuuming like, and it really did make me feel so much better. But it's like getting to that point.
Yeah, they say the state of your room is like the state of your mind. But as a creative, I like to keep it really messy just to remind myself that I'm flawed.
Yeah.
Oh, also Sierra came over and put her suitcase on my bed and I was like, bitch, you can do that in Summer House, don't play with me right now.
Yeah,
her whole thing is she puts it on the bed. She's not I said you have to do it where the cameras aren't, in the corner.
Putting it on the bed also, though, like it went through, I was just gonna say went through customs went through the airport. Mm-hmm. So I can't have it on like my bed where I sleep.
Well, that's like subway clothes, you know, when your friends have their subway clothes on and they just like plop on your bed and you're like,
oh no, I can't. My dad says you're like your street clothes.
Yeah.
So get your street clothes out of here. And I'm like, I know, that's gross. I'm
like, if you're coming in my bed, you need to strip naked.
Get in. You're entering my bedroom.
Before we start front page news, I really want to discuss your bandana look because it was iconic. And
thank
I don't want to like beef you up, but like I do appreciate when something makes your grid.
Thank you so much.
Right?
Thank
like
you.
I wait for the
so
grid
much.
Post to see what you thought was good enough. And when the bandana dropped, I was like, this is everything. And then you explained how to do it, which now you're an origami artist.
No, I'm literally a savant in tying scarves.
It's with your little, with your long fingers, you can get any kind of knot.
You can literally, I think maybe that is why it's easier for me. I was like, everyone's so confused on how to tie it. And my fingers are like weaving through. I'm holding like four different bandanas as I'm tying
with each
it.
Finger.
I had a guy call me after and was like, I hate when you wear those. And I was like, absolutely fuck off.
That means you know it's fashionable when a straight guy hates it.
Yeah. And I was like, why? And he was like, really? Just because I knew a girl who used to wear them all the time and I hated her. And like, now I associate it with that. And I was
well,
like,
okay. That's you projecting your shit onto me.
Talk to your therapist about it because this is art.
Thank you. Do you think there's a certain head shape, though, that like pulls it off better than others?
But I think the one thing girls have to realize too is you're not going under the ear and like to the your neck. You're going straight back.
Yep.
And you have to pull super, super tight because it's gonna get loose. And the placement on your forehead is crucial.
Yes.
I want it. You need to have it lower than you think you need it to be.
Okay.
I'm talking right above your eyebrows. Because if it's any higher, you look like Jack Sparrow.
You look like a pirate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get worried because my hair can get frizzy that I'll like put it on and then it will get frizzy underneath.
Yeah, it does. So if you're wearing a bandana on like a boat day, you have committed to that bandana. And when you take it off, you have to immediately jump in the water. That's something I learned the hard way. I looked in the mirror and I was like, I have an indent in my head and this is why no one's talking to me. So, okay, let's do some front page news. I don't have that much, but I do have a couple things. Kim Kardashian posted a video. I don't know if it's like, it's like one of like an ad campaign for Skims. People are livid. Absolutely livid.
Why?
I will send you the video after this so you can see it. She is in like a bra and underwear set and she's like flicking the underwear to like show you how it like bounces right back and whatever the material and all this stuff. But when her finger is on where her waist and ass is, her finger gets distorted. She then runs her finger up her torso to like her shoulder. Her finger then elongates again. So it's very clear that the video was edited that in this part of her body were a little thicker and like whatever. And then as you get higher up or like where you want to be elongated, the video is obviously like stretched so that she looks longer.
That does upset me.
Yeah, I knew it would.
That upsets me. But also, if she's doing like this big ad campaign for Skims, who is not, who's looking over that to make sure, like, get away with the crime if you're going to do the crime.
I want to write her a strongly worded email separate from the, you know, whatever the body image stuff that says someone in your camp hates you. Absolutely hates you. They want to see you go down. They want to see your empire crumble.
In your inner circle.
You have a mole.
It's probably like, the same one who posted the Khloe Kardashian photo at the beach.
Absolutely. It's also probably someone that had Kendall Jenner in like the weeds of Mexico with braided pigtails riding a horse. And people were just like, this isn't it.
Well, Kendall also, they all use the edited video tool.
Yes, but like this is a national campaign. Like we're not just talking like we're Facetuning some shit. We're throwing it on TikTok. We did the beauty filter. Yeah. Like this is millions and millions of people are seeing this. And like you couldn't get the editing right.
So how is she responding?
We're not even
to
getting
it?
Into the fact that she edited it. Like, oh my God, chill out.
Has she taken it down?
No, I don't think so. I mean, everyone has it already. Like you post one thing and like she. And they're the type of people that, like, it could be up for half a millisecond and everyone has already screenshotted it.
Yeah. But how she
responded. Sorry, I keep touching the back of my head. I literally have a pimple on the back of my head and it hurts so fucking bad. No, I'm not kidding.
That's from laying down a lot. That's from laying down in your sweat.
No.
And your greasy
Hannah, I know exactly what
it's from. You didn't shower enough this week.
I literally, I feel like I sweat all weekend and week. Like, detoxing alcohol and like I would wake up in a like cold
tequila sweat.
I was like, I think I smell like an actual bar.
Well, anyhow, I do have to say, if you're on the Patreon, you'll be able to see Paige doing that and a huge mountain. You know those deep pimples are is growing on my forehead. This is for me. This works for me. I just literally take my Sensodyne toothpaste and pile it on. I'm about to do it after this.
Use Sensodyne? What do you have, dentures? The fuck are you using
Sensodyne? Yes, Dez is. He's 45. You have to start using Sensodyne, bitch.
Dude, what the fuck?
Oh, also, I don't mean to be gross, like, but I really love him. He texted me when he left to go do a set today in the city. And he goes, hey, tonight I'll bring back food and we can watch Mayor of Easttown.
Dude, how have we not talked about Mayor of Easttown?
I haven't started it, but he just like planned it for us.
Oh my God, you're gonna it's the best show ever.
Wait,
it's amazing.
You watched it?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I'm already caught up.
Me?
Yeah, we finished the season's over. We're waiting
Who's
for
we?
Season two.
Who's we?
America. We're done with it. We've literally watched it. We've watched it. It's amazing. I thought they were saying Mayor of Easttown. It's not. It's Mayor.
I love
Kate Winslet.
She
is amazing.
Wait, so we have current girl crushes on Cruella, Pink, and Kate Winslet today.
Dude, Cruella. I actually might watch Cruella again tonight. Like, it's such a good...
Who is that?
One of my girlfriends who wants to come and lay on my roof. Because if you're in New York City,
it's
the UV index is 9.
Now you have to deal with the things of, like, are they my real friend or are they using me for my roof? This is a new... problem.
And she texted me the night before last night.
Yeah, this
she
is
was
a pre-planned
hey, do you, can I come
attack.
On your roof tomorrow? And I was like, are you my real friend? You want to hang out with me or you want to get tan on my roof?
You're like, do you want to talk about how bad I need therapy or do you just want to get a UV index?
I don't blame her. When the UV index is over 7, there's nothing I won't do.
I just can't believe I'm tanner than you right now.
No, I know. I'm literally about to go do a spray tan because I'm tan.
Okay, continue.
Okay, next. Meghan Markle gave birth to her second child. She had a baby girl. She named it Lily. Well, it's shortened Lily, but it's Lilybet. Lilybet? Lilybet. I don't know. Sounds like some fucking British thing. Sounds literally like a biscuit brand. But I guess that's like a nickname for like the queen. And so it's like to her. And then her middle name is Diana, but they'll call her Lily. And I think that's cute.
I love that. I think Lily's
I love that.
Beautiful.
And like, I feel like everyone knows my stance on Meghan Markle now. Like, I went back and forth a lot, but after watching her Oprah interview, I like didn't really care about anything she said. I really only cared about Harry. And if someone fucked with my mom, I would burn the castle down.
Yeah.
So
burn
I support
it to the
them.
Ground.
Burn it. Yeah. We don't need it.
I'm interested to see how they're going to evolve over time now that they're in America.
I'm very interested. You know what I think about a lot?
What?
All of, like, the celebrities that we keep up with, like, the Kardashians, J-Lo, like, all of these people that have kids that are starting to get older. Like, what is it going to be like when they're, like, the age of fame? Like, will our kids be like, Mason Disick is, like, the coolest and so hot? And we're like, we knew him when he was born. I watched him be born.
I think about that all the time. Like, imagine coming out of a vagina and immediately having the world's attention on you.
No.
Like,
No.
But also, it is hard to have celebrity parents. Like, you'll even see now, like, there's the ones who are great in... They have their own talents and they do well. And then there's the ones like, okay, you're going to help me through this. The guy who played Tom Hanks' son, Chet Hanks.
Yes. He's very controversial.
Yeah. He's not okay. But we
I haven't read enough about him, but like,
but he has two sons. He has one that's like an incredible actor.
Yes. That's what,
one who's rapping in a Jamaican accent for no reason.
How did we get on this? Anyway, okay, Meghan Markle had a baby, famous people have kids, they'll be famous. Cool. Next. If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy, and when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's just... Travis Barker. Wow, Travis Scott and Travis Barker. I don't know if I could like
handle it.
Yeah, it's too much. And Courtney were seen like spotted and just massive PDA. And that's like not really a front page news story. That's like whatever. But I was curious on your opinions on PDA.
Okay. So I actually really like PDA.
Okay.
Like, I'm a PDA kind of girl, and yeah. I find a lot of guys are, like, not into PDA, but mm-hmm. it's how you do it.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's something so hot about, like, being in a public place but not being in front of, like, your friends. Like, I like being in public with people who don't know me and being able to, like, be on the street and just be, like, in front of all these people, kiss me.
Yes.
Or, like, put your hand around me. But when I'm with friends, I would never tongue kiss.
Oh, God, no.
Unless we're inebriated. Then they're... Oh my, well, it was so funny. Obviously, Des and I had our ups and downs with showing affection in public on TV. And
we did the show, and at the end we do a little Q&A, and I brought him out, and the crowd starts chanting, kiss, 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 kiss. Like, we're their parents. Like, they want to see us kiss. Like, you know when you're, like, a kid, and you're like, mom, dad,
no!
Kiss. Imagine having a boyfriend, and 350 people yelling to kiss. And then we kissed like parents. Like, we were like,
yeah, like it's too much. Dude, one of my biggest fears is literally being at a professional sporting event and being on the kiss cam. It's honestly, I think about it all the time. Every time like a Jumbotron comes on, you would think as a narcissist, I would want to be on it. No, mm-hmm. I don't want to ever be on a Jumbotron. It terrifies me.
See, if that happened to Des and I would do that thing where I like jump on him. We have like crazy fake like
no.
tongue gross thing. Like we do that for fun.
No, I can't. I literally duck down when I know they're scanning the crowd because I'm like, I ever want to be picked for this.
But also when I'm at a party with a guy who I'm with, I actually like giving them space. Like I like to
oh my
see
God,
like girls going
it.
Up to them. I never want to be that like he's mine. Like I like it turns me on to know other girls want to talk to him.
Hannah, don't even get me started. I was at a party. And, like, it just comes back to, like, you know when a girl is into, like, the guy you're with. And I'm just
yep,
like, bitch.
You can smell it.
I am right here. Yeah. I'm standing right here. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I know that you know.
Mm-hmm. That I know.
That I know.
That you know.
That you know.
We know.
We all know what's going on. So you can be as nice as you want to me. And I'm going to be nice back. Mm-hmm. But just know that I know. Okay? So that's the baseline.
Hey, come here. Come here. I know.
And I'm like, and I get it.
Okay, finish after me. Finish the sentence. I fucking know.
I know.
And then like, they do that look at you where they're like laughing at whatever he said. And you both look at each other while you're laughing at something you said. And you're both like, shut up.
Okay, shut up. How did we even get to this? Because I had a
fucking
point.
I was saying how it's
point.
Hot when other girls like think your dude is hot.
Is hot.
Yeah.
And oh
I
God,
don't like
course.
Being all over. I feel like being all over a guy at a party is it's a little
no.
too much. I like to be at a party, be almost like, oh, if you want my affection, you can come to me. But then you leave the party after like all that tension of like watching
yeah.
each other's. And then you're all over each other when you get home.
I want you to miss me
yeah.
at the party.
Yes.
I want there to be a point at That's the party hot. Where you're like, where is Paige? I have not seen her all night. She's literally been around talking to everyone. Where is she? Then come over to me, hug me from behind, kiss me, and be like, let's fucking go, babe.
Whenever I get drunk, like, Des doesn't drink, and I got drunk on New Year's, and we
yeah.
had been quarantined together for months, and we go out to his neighbors, like, two people, and, like, he was talking to the guy, I was talking to the woman.
Mm-hmm.
I get drunk with her. We get home, and the first thing I do is act like I don't know him, like it's hot, where I'm like, you're fucking cute. I'm like, who are you? Oh, like, I love acting like I just met him and I'm being an idiot.
It.
But then I got too drunk and he was like, I have to go to the bathroom. And apparently I go, I'm socializing the dog. Because we had like a dog that didn't like people. And I picked up the dog, put it on my chest and fell asleep at 11 p.m. And he thought he was getting laid.
Hannah.
It's
that
fine.
Makes me feel sad for him.
No, he survived. He was tired anyway. He's 45. It was past his bedtime.
And like at the party, were you having PDA or no?
Oh no, but I barely talked to him at the party.
Yeah, I love
I, like,
that.
You almost like re-fall in love when you're at a party and you see them like, oh, was this like what he was like before he knew me?
I also like sneaky PDA. Like I was at dinner and I was with a guy and I went to the bathroom. And when I came, we were sitting on the same side. Like we were like with other people. So we were sitting next to each other. And I came back from the bathroom and like just under the table, just like grabbed my leg, like kind of like, oh, like
yeah.
you're back. And I was just like, I'll have your children. Like I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
And like in that moment, I was like, damn, the bar is so fucking low. I literally just got excited because this dude grabbed my fucking thigh.
No, because when they don't, you notice too.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, okay, so he doesn't like me. He's not affectionate. He doesn't think I'm pretty. You run through everything. I'm like, does he not think I'm hot anymore?
If he doesn't
anymore?
Touch your leg,
like,
you're like, oh, he hates me.
Yeah, like, and if there's like a group of people and he like grabs my waist, I'm like, you're in love with me.
Yeah.
But like, if he doesn't, then I'm like, oh.
I want to wrap up with the cutest thing that
okay.
I realized about people are like, you say when you know, what does that even mean? I figured it out.
What? Tell me, please.
Do you know when you're brainstorming, like when we're picking out merch?
Yeah.
And we're throwing ideas around. And like some ideas are good. You're like, I could pull that idea off. That's okay. But then the idea that's like really fucking good hits and you just know that's the one.
Yeah, and you just have that feeling. You don't even like second guess it. And you're like, no, we have to make that one. Like that's a winner.
That's how it feels.
That's the feeling.
That's how it feels. Like, you know, like we're like, we like that green. Like I could pull off that green. Yeah, like it's okay. That's a cute color. I'm not going to be mad going to sleep tonight.
Like
that
when I sent
that
email on at 5 p.m. on a Friday and I was like, sorry to interrupt. But I need the sweatshirt made for the Gigglers immediately. Thank you.
So that's just like how it feels when you know.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll let you know.
Let me know. Have your people call my people.
I will.
I'm sweating.
No. Hannah, I'm sweating. It's like 95 out. I also have to pee so bad. No, I have to pee so bad.
We have to go tan on a rooftop. But I love you.
I love you.
We'll talk to you later, Gigglers.
Bye. Thanks for giggling with us.